Thanks to Rick Emerson. Show at 503-733-2970. Thank you for your couple bucks. Hey, the regular room.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. We've just been saying radon for the last few days, and I'll believe that until somebody proves it wrong. We're going to get a radon detector in here. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Thank you for coming by. Live from Portland, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Broadcasting from beautiful downtown Portland. Here's what we're going to do. Hey, we've been doing, we've been sticking pretty closely to the schedule or the programming matrix today. We laid out a bunch of stuff, and we've gotten most of it done.
Very impressive.
Here's what's coming up. We're going to do a few phone calls, a couple emails. We'll read about what you cannot do at Sport Fight. We'll do It's the Worst Song Ever, City Desk, and that top five. I may have to bump this when hygiene goes wrong. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to bump the when hygiene goes wrong, and I don't want to bump the Whitney story, but I may have to.
Oh, let's at least do the Whitney story. It's going to be old news. She's going to be dead soon.
It's old news already. You just weren't here for it yesterday.
I know.
Read the whole thing.
There were circumstances beyond my control.
I'm not dogging on you. I'm just saying. I know if you left, it had to be for something important. All I'm saying is that it's Whitney sitting in her own waist.
Really?
Yeah, that's going to be
a casual. Come on.
Well, she's still there.
Yeah, it's not like she's gotten up out of the waist. I'm going to read a couple of these. This is from Leslie. Rick, you know, never mind. Women got this thing they do where they use a lot of tildes in their email. You know what I mean? Like instead of a colon, like Rick colon or Rick dot 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 or Rick comma. Women a lot of do like they use the tilde there. Yeah, you know the little Mexican thing?
Oh, yeah.
The whatever, niño.
I don't
that.
Like using that thing.
Screw that. Screw the tilde.
What's it called?
Tilde. Or tilde.
Tilde.
Tilde. Tilde. If you were high, that'd be hilarious right now. Just tilde.
I was just thinking of an end tilde.
Okay. Come on, everybody.
I remember who line two was. It was a girl who wants to be me at the sport fight thing.
Okay, great. Yeah. Leslie says, Rick, all this talk about guys thugging it up is a complete turn-on. The letter from Mechanic James and the caller from Battleground is hot, hot stuff for us gals who like a little tough talk and like to see a couple of dudes thumping on each other. Sign me, oh, I guess, sorry, Leslie. Sign me sick of weenie sensitive men. P.S. Does Tim Riley need some arm candy to escort him to the show? I L-U-V his sense of humor and his Gary Owens delivery. There you go.
Oh, well, I'll have to give that some thought.
All of this. Let's see. Hi, Rick Emerson. Oh, is this Kristen?
Hello.
Hi. There we go. Uh-huh. Our good friend Kristen in accounting. Long time no... This is your first call to the new show, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
We've missed you so.
I'm sure you have.
No, we haven't. I don't mean that in an Eddie Haskell kind of way.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Well, why must you mock my hometown?
I'm not. I'm just saying it's got a weird... I mean, I'm no one to talk. Everything in my hometown is named after an unpronounceable Indian.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You look around at some of the names of the cities in this neck of the woods.
Now, is Worcester... Is that spelled the same as Worcestershire sauce?
Like Worcestershire
I guess
sauce. Yes, yeah. It's spelled the same way.
Really? Does one come from the other?
From Worcestershire? Well, I think because it's from Worcester in Massachusetts, it's taken from the
English.
Worcester in England,
yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Worcestershire sauce came from England.
All right. Who else is from Worcester? I was just reading the other day about some celebrity from Worcester.
Dennis Leary is.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains a lot. There's somebody else, too. somebody, I forget, it was some band or something. Well, whatever. You know what it was? I was watching the Aerosmith Behind the Music. And, of course, they're all from Boston, you know, but they were all... But Stephen Tyler was talking about...
Well, they're all from, like, little towns outside of Boston.
Like Lake Sunapee and whatnot, yeah.
Actually, so. I think Stephen
Lake
Tyler
Sunapee's
lived
in, New Hampshire.
In the same city my aunt lives in now.
Okay. There you go. I'm just so deep into this conversation, yet I don't care about it. So, hey, how have you been, sister? What's up?
You know, I'm very well. But I was also going to comment on your discussion of the real job scenario.
Yes.
Because I'm kind of one of those people that kind of fell into a real job, and I don't know how I did it.
You did? Did you want a real job, or
no.
Did you just wake up one day and you're like, by God, I'm in a real job?
Well, because, you know, I went to a music school.
Right.
So that ended... Well,
so you also are irresponsible with no skills.
I'm scared of. You know, we've got some new management going on here.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they call that?
Yeah.
I thought it was just mass firings.
No, there has not been mass firing.
Oh, that's a coin. I'm sorry.
We don't talk about that.
Well, maybe you don't. I'm sorry. So you have new, you're taking the company, the streamlining, and you're taking the company in a new direction.
Well, you know, somebody's taking it somewhere. I don't know.
Yes.
But, you know, so constantly am I thinking, what the heck am I going to do if I lose this job? Because I have no marketable skills whatsoever.
Sarah, we're all going to have to, you, me, Tim, Sarah, Joni DeRoshi, we're all going to have to live in a commune together somewhere.
Exactly. We'll have to, like, make our own food.
And we'll have to be pounding out, you know, just pounding out maize into, like, tortillas or something because we
I did for the past 11 months. Nothing new about that.
Tim's beating his clothes with a stick down by the river.
What else is there to eat at the dollar store? That
sir, can I talk you down on these dented cans? Yeah, there's a whole lot of nothing for us.
So it could get very ugly.
Well, you can come live with Sarah.
Great.
Excellent.
With her or with her other two roommates.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can be her lover. Yes.
Well, it's just not so bad.
Oh, yes.
Because at least, you know, I don't have many pairs of underwear for people to rifle through, so.
I'm reading many things into this.
Well, you know, you were talking about
this disclosure.
They're going and, you know.
Well, I know, I'm reading many things into your observation. You don't have many pairs of underwear.
That was a very long pause.
You really rendered me speechless just now. Now, well, never mind. I'm going to come up with my own reason.
I was going to say, you won't stay speechless for long. I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Hey, Kristen, let's get a beer next week, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Kristen.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's
Yeah, she's had that real job for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, we don't work for that company anymore. I don't care. I mean, I care because of Kristen, you know, because we love her and she's a friend of the show, but
They just went in a different direction.
Direction is called,
they turned
direction
around.
Is called bankruptcy.
they left us alone in the building for like 6 months. There was nobody coming to work there but us.
The new direction.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, were alone in the building for 6 months and nobody cared.
Yeah, the direction they went in is down.
The place was dismantled. Except for us.
They forgot we were there. And every time I walk by that big green glass monstrosity in Seattle, it's like half empty because they can't rent any space in it. That was a wise investment. Way to go, Fisher. That was well done.
Then we were having these cookouts in the empty parking lot with people twirling flaming batons and things.
Do you remember?
That was great. We had no supervision.
That was fun.
We should really recap that one of these days. It was like being the last full flight out of Saigon.
The last DJs.
Yeah, we were making
all the drinks and...
We were left alone in that building. Okay, well, we can't get sidetracked. Let me write this down. We'll have to talk about this.
That's good for an entire show, I think.
Yeah, left alone at KOTK.
That was so much fun.
It really... I'm going to make it into... No, I've already told Joni. I'm like, we're going to make that into a movie someday. Like, we're going to composite all of these stories together, and we're going to make, like, the best radio movie ever. Because there's never really been a good radio movie except for FM, I guess.
I like that the private parts.
Well, that's a good. I mean, it's a good movie. No, it's a good movie and a pretty accurate depiction of radio. Yeah. I would say Private Parts is probably the best film depiction of radio I've ever seen. FM, which is what they based WKRP on, had its moments. It was a little too SoCal though. It was very California specific. But just like Radio Waves is the only real book that ever nailed it. I gotta make the movie. I gotta make the definitive radio film. Well, one more, and then we'll go to the city desk. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm stunningly handsome and witty.
Yes, you are witty.
Yes. How can I help you, Carrie?
I wanted to replace Sarah.
Really?
Yes, so, I don't have all the folds.
Are you? Is that a comment about yourself or Sarah or someone else?
No, but am I going to come as Sarah?
Well, Sarah doesn't have folds. Wait,
I thought you said it had to be a fat person.
I don't understand what we're... Hold on, let's stop here. Here's what's happening. When we last left the Emerson Show, Sarah's looking down to check for folds. Here's the thing. So next Saturday, April 8th, there's a Sport Fight 15, which is happening at the Rose Garden, and as part of that, they're going to be doing the City versus Suburbs match, and they've asked us to help find fighters from the city, fighters from the suburbs, one man representing each. Well, they'll face off, and we're going to be there doing a little announcement, you know, introducing the fighters and so forth. And Sarah, I had just sort of assumed, foolishly, that she would be there because it's a station event, and we try to please the people. Sarah's got some lame excuse about boyfriend's birthday, 3-day party, people flying in from out of town, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, jokingly, We should get a woman to replace Sarah, and if she's hot, that's great, and if she's fat, I'll just make sure to say over and over again, this is Sarah. Wah, wah, wah. So, you know, I mean, now, are you...
Okay.
So, I'm unclear, are you... What's
the... Well, I got most of it, I just thought you wanted a fat one to replace her.
No, wait, so you're everything but fat?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good, well, that's fine. What low celebrity would you say you most resemble, Carrie?
I don't know if this is good or bad, but that white elfish princess on The Lord of the Rings.
Liv Tyler?
No, not the elf lady.
Oh, Kate Blanchett?
I guess.
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, I don't know her name. She's just the really serene.
No, it's Erwin. No, it's Eowyn.
I don't know. I'm not that much.
Because there's Erwin and Eowyn.
I'm not that much of a geek.
I'll get like 80 people telling me in a second. Because there's Erwin and Eowyn. One is Liv Tyler and one is Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, it's not the blonde
because,
one. I'm
yeah,
blonde.
Because Eowyn is Erwin's aunt.
Okay.
That's the thing. Because the elvish peoples, never mind. But the Kate Blanchett character is Liv Tyler. They don't say this in the film. But she's the Liv Tyler character's aunt. And and Aragorn is really 85 years old, but you don't know that unless you've read the book. Moving on, so you look like Kate Blanchett. Well, that's good. Now, may I ask how old you are?
24.
Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. Good times. So you would like to? Would you like to be the official arm candy of the Rick Emerson
yes.
Show at Sports
Only
by 15?
Only if I get to stand between you and Tim Riley. That way, I can share.
Well, I'm all for that.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you have a picture?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. You got to send it. This is Sarah, by the way. Sarah.
How about do I get to pick who gets to play me?
Sarah gets to pick.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So I think it is fair that Sarah you at least get a hearty vote in.
I mean, it sounds like a really exciting opportunity for whoever wants to do it, just not me.
Listen to that talking like a salesman. This sounds like an exciting opportunity.
I think it'd be great. I just have a prior commitment.
You know, this is how people get replaced on radio shows, by the way.
Rick, stop it.
No, seriously, that's what happened over at KNRK. We have this contest winner, Dar. And she's just going to sit in for a day, and then, like, the next thing you know, it's like, you know, who's Mike Prescott? Did he used to work here? I don't know. You know, and now he's, like, gone somewhere. So that's this is how things go terribly wrong sometimes. All right, so can you send us a picture?
Okay.
All right, and Sarah, so she's going to send
now
a picture?
Now you've made me nervous about my job.
Baby, you irreplaceable. You're one of a kind,
you're
Sarah.
You're irreplaceable, amen.
Okay.
It would take, like, 7 women to replace you. If we get 7 women, then maybe you're in trouble. Bada bing! So send us a picture, and perhaps you can be then the arm candy for the Rick Emerson Show at Sport 515, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much. All right, there
Bye.
You go.
She seemed nice.
She sounded giggly and she was exuding Jovial. She was exuding excitement. She's got a positive, fresh
youthful
attitude.
Full enthusiasm.
I'd like to take the new Rick Emerson
she's
show
the younger,
in some exciting
version
new direction.
Of me.
Yes, she's the younger face come to take your place.
Well, I mean, heck, if Christina hadn't been all distracted with getting married and whatnot, I would have never be here.
Yes. What's that? What's that in Christina's back? Oh, it's Sarah's foot shoving her out the door. Whoom!
You just gotta wait for your moment.
And the moment when somebody distracted, then you undermine them and get them
undermine,
removed.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, it's true.
I was pestering you.
It's true. But I gotta tell you, like, the day that Christina announced on the air, Christina Carlson, our former producer, the day she announced on the air that she was moving to Bend, because you weren't in the studio that day. You were on your way to Bremerton.
I was in Bremerton, yeah.
You're in Bremerton. So Christina announces, she's like, and so I'm gonna be serving the Lord in Bend, or whatever. Like 45 seconds later, my phone rings. Sarah, I just heard of Christina. Can I have her job? You know, totally from Seattle or Bremerton or whatever. Like totally just right there. Corpse not even warm. Sarah, boom, kicking it right off the train. But that's how you got to do it.
Yep.
You got to seize the moment.
We're all such bad people. I can't take any more. Okay, well, we'll try to get some more of these calls, but we're so late. Let's go to the city desk. What?
We're so late.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Let's go to the city desk with your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the corn tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk news beat, Tim Riley reporting. 2 teenage girls face child pornography charges after posting sexually explicit photographs of themselves on the internet. The pornographic pictures of Elizabeth Muller, who's 19, and an unidentified 16-year-old Lincoln girl were discovered on
MySpace.
.com.
Yeah.
A social networking website used by members of the younger set.
Does it really say that?
No, I just made that part.
All right.
The photos of the 2 teenagers together were posted on each other's respective website accounts.
Are these together or together?
It just says together.
Okay.
You'll have to go to MySpace and look it up yourself.
All right. Excellent.
A Michigan high school student facing child pornography charges over an internet party prank. Prosecutors say Ryan Vesta, who's 17, posted a picture of two teens having sex on his blog. The photo was taken at a New Year's Eve party at his home. Authorities said the boy in the picture is 17, the girl 16, according to prosecutors.
Wait, this is a separate story?
Yeah, this is different.
Okay.
Yep. According to prosecutors, the age of the girl makes the sexual explicit picture child pornography under the law. The young man now faces 20 years in prison if convicted of the most serious charges, which are felonies.
Excellent.
So it doesn't say if my...
You'll note that I'm not weighing in, by the way, on the photos of undoubtedly hot 17 and 18-year-old girls online. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong.
We're going to talk about that.
Women who would rather get their teeth drilled than shop for new bathing suits make the latest survey. The official start of another swimsuit shopping season sparks anxiety, panic, and even trauma. You just want to commit suicide, said Nordstrom shopper Martha Klein. It's a shock. She's 54.
It really
It's a fact that we no longer have the bodies of 18-year-olds,
Thank
said
you.
Jan, another Nordstrom shopper.
Is she busy gyrating to a Shania Twain song?
And bathing suits accentuate every flaw you have.
They'd rather get their teeth drilled?
It's definitely traumatic, said Colleen, who owns the bikini shop in Washington.
Who is a whale. There's no, there is no male equivalent to having to buy a swimsuit. You know?
No.
There's no, I mean, what could I be, you know, I'm not going to be wearing a Speedo around. I mean, it was bad enough when I went to the Gap, though, when I was like, hey, can I dress in jeans? You know, and I've dropped enough weight that I have the weirdest body size ever now. It's like I'm, you know, I got like the...
I've dropped enough weight.
No, I'm just saying, it's like I'm a freak now.
You're thin, right?
Not like, thank you. Not like I was, you know, all normal looking and whatnot before, but I got like, now like the weirdly long legs, but then like I'm not quite big enough around anymore to get, so I have to order all my, pants through the mail. Which is... That's it. You don't want to talk about that. I got to order my pants. Oh, I'm seeing I'm being schooled by all these people. All right. Liv Tyler is Arwen. This is from front Diana downtown. Arwen is the sword maiden of the Rohan. I'm sorry. Cate Blanchett is Galadriel. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
I'm not like a big Lord of the Rings guy, you know, at least book-wise. I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of the films. I've read the books when I was a kid. I'm not the biggest Lord of the Rings fan. I can't deny that.
A woman who had her breast enlargement surgery to transfer her B cup to a double D cup is taking her boss to court for looking at her breast much too often.
Attention, Tom Likas.
26-year-old Sabrina Pace, who works at a Cardiff car hire firm, said that after she returned to work following her breast operation, her manager, David Ford, began to pay her unwanted attention. At an employment tribunal this week, she said Ford had suggested she pose for a calendar.
There is no unwanted attention when you're a woman.
You have to close your cardigan, Sabrina, unless you want me to talk about your breasts, he allegedly told
her.
Well,
there you go.
That's honest.
That's fair. I mean, that seems fair.
Yeah.
If she's walking around with her cakes hanging out, you see he says... This is a distraction.
It's very distracting.
Your huge round breasts are a distraction. You must close your cardigan because I find it distracting. That Tom's going to be all over that. All right. Yes.
They're trying to put the fund back into accounts payable.
Yes.
Repeating again, kidnapped American reporter Jill Carroll has been freed in Iraq.
Oh, but I do have this email about that. Rick, I'm sure you and Tim will have some words about Jill Carroll today. There's something not right about this story, says Jeff. First, although she's an employee of the Christian Science Monitor, she said nothing about thanking Jesus or her faith got her through this ordeal. She seemed very unruffled. Second, she says she was treated well by people who we were led to believe just days away were... She was treated well by people who we were led to believe were just days away from slitting her throat and parading her sorry ass on TV. Is it possible that her kidnapping was the desperate act of an attention whore seeking and getting worldwide publicity that will give her career a huge boost while she took a two-month vacation?
I suppose that is possible.
Yeah, I suppose it's possible. All right.
That's it.
All right, there you go. All right, well, let's break here.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Do the It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. What's that?
I'm excited. It's been a while. I didn't realize my microphone was on.
That was actual honest excitement about something on the show.
I love
unscripted moment there.
I love Worst Song.
Fantastic. All right. It's 503-733-2970. We'll be back after this. The Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Tom Shane. You know, women are like diamonds. They both have a lot of facets. Take your wife. On the one hand, she cries at greeting card commercials. And on the other, she can probably kick your butt at step aerobics, poker, and kung fu. She likes sappy pop songs, and yet she once rode a Harley from Tucson to Fresno in the rain. My point is, she shines differently depending on how you look at her. And that's exactly the thing you love most. So why not tell her that with a diamond from the Shane Company? Whether in a ring, pendant, necklace, bracelet, or earrings, you'll find no better, truer diamonds anywhere at any price. And because we handpick them directly from the source, I can personally assure you they're almost as dazzling as she is.
He's tough, but he's brilliant. Shane
Company, off Highway 217 across from the Washington Square Mall. Open 7 days a week or at shaneco.com.
Men, if you're over the age of 25 and would like to increase your sexual performance, that's right, longer, stronger, more satisfying sex, stay tuned because the next minute will change your life. Introducing all new Vitalis. Whether you suffer from stamina problems, a lack of sexual desire, or occasional impotence, Vitalis is the answer you've been waiting for. Clinically proven, Vitalis is scientifically formulated to restore your potency both quickly and safely. Vitalis allows you to instantly enhance your performance and provides you and your partner with a more satisfying experience. Vitalis is a special blend of herbs that naturally helps strengthen your sex drive and increase your stamina. There are no side effects and the results are incredible. Recommended for men of all ages, Vitalis is guaranteed to work for you. Maximize your sexual performance with Vitalis.
Call today for your risk-free trial of Vitalis at 1-800-818-6019. It's completely confidential and it'll work for you, guaranteed. Call 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019. 1-800-818-6019.
Have you ever noticed how many people out there are driving a really nice car?
Have you ever wondered how all these people can afford to buy such nice cars?
The answer might surprise you.
First of all, almost every American has their vehicle financed.
That's right. Forget about what your parents told you. The days of driving a crappy old junker until the wheels fall off are over.
You can get the car you want right now at CreditYes.com.
No one else is waiting. Why should you?
Everyone's going to CreditYes.com. Even if you have bad credit, don't worry.
Even if you have no credit, don't worry.
Buying a car is fun at CreditYes.com.
At CreditYes.com, car dealers come to you.
And at CreditYes.com, car dealers have to compete for your business.
CreditYes.com is the smart way to buy a car.
Go online to CreditYes.com right now and see why everyone's getting a car at CreditYes.com.
When you think credit, think yes.
Think CreditYes.com.
I just got a car at CreditYes.com.
I just got a car at CreditYes.com.
This time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special, especially this Saturday, because it's the Super Saturday Sale at Sears, where you can save on all Craftsman mowers and tractors all day long. Feeling handy? Save on all Craftsman drills, tool storage, and mechanics tool sets. A 129-piece mechanic set is just $69.99. That's a savings of $30. It's big. It's one day. It's the Super Saturday Sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 4106.
On a Lifetime original movie, they met online.
Are you as hot as you sound?
She was married.
I've never cheated.
He was obsessed.
If he was taking care of your heart, you wouldn't be here.
But in the heat of passion,
he's never going to touch you again.
Love is never what you think it is.
I've been lying to you, both of you.
Where's his life from now?
Anne Heche, Eric Roberts, Fatal Desire. Inspired by a true story. Premieres at 9, 8 Central, Monday, April 3rd. Only on Lifetime.
The new Johnson 970. All comedy radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. Anne Heche has got a tiny head. He's tiny.
Is that Ellen DeGeneres' ex-lover?
Yes. You know, Ellen DeGeneres is kind of a homewrecker. Isn't it like the third relationship she's busted up? Because she's with Portia de Rossi now, right? And Portia de Rossi had been with Ringo Starr's stepdaughter for like 6 years. It's fine with me. I don't care. It's all still good in my world. 503-733-2970. Rick, layoffs. Who's the latest to get sacked at Coin? Did I miss something? Well, no, day's not over. We'll find out. That's David. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Hey, look, we're back on time, though.
We totally are.
Bada bing. So we're going to... I got to quit saying bada bing. Because you know what? Because you say... Nah, never mind.
So here's what we're going to do. We'll go to the City Desk with Tim Riley. We'll do It's the Worst Song You've Ever Heard. We got a new edition of that. We'll do the Sport Fight Rules. Actually, probably the Sport Fight Rules, then Worst Song. Then we'll break, and we'll try to get this top five done. Top five AC/DC songs that don't get played on the radio. Angus Young turns, if we miss that today, it's okay, because he turns 51 tomorrow. So we theoretically do that tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow, Scott Daly from filmfever.org will be here, and so forth. You can also email me like it's rick at rickemerson.com. People have been asking where they can sign up for the, Sport Fight thing. You can go to rickemerson.com if you wanted to see today's weblog entry. There's a big logo there. And it's a great logo, by the way. If you see it, it's got the great font. It's got the guy punching. And then if you look real closely, it's got the city. I didn't notice this. It's got city in the background on one side, and then the other side in the background is the suburbs. It's like a big building and then a small house. The point is...
Very creative.
Yes, it's go to rickemerson.com. Or you can just go to johnson970.com. You fill out the form. And, in fact, let's see. Where is the... people have been asking, what is it? You go to johnson970.com. Yeah, there's a logo. You click on it. Do you want to compete in the ultimate evolution of 101 combat? This is the
yes.
City versus suburbs fight. it asks you first name, last name, nickname, like,
Shorty.
Shorty or the hammer, pliers.
Stretch.
Big guy. And then of course it is, address, city, and all that's kept confidential. High school, age, weight, occupation, martial arts experience if you have any. It's not required. And then, please tell us in detail why we should choose you to compete. And remember, don't hold anything back. Like this guy that said he wanted to make a suburbanite his bitch. So, that's what we're talking about. Let me get this straight. Sarah's boyfriend doesn't want to use a free ticket and go to a sport fighting exhibition because he wants to play electric applesauce with Sarah's friends and his sister from Wisconsin. I think I understand now, says Mike in P-Town.
Ladies, hey. We're doing the electric slide. We're going to go...
Okay, that doesn't make him sound more manly. Because now I picture like a fat grade school girl like a leotard.
No, we're going up and down one entire street of Portland, hitting every bar.
Because that's an irreplaceable opportunity that you couldn't do like tonight or
I've
every other
I've never done
night.
It before.
Which street would that be?
It's going to be Aw Street. I'm going to be a drunk girl, so I don't want to say which one.
Oh, I see. You don't want to be have any sort of, here's Sarah Dillon!
No, because I just know I'll be a moron that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen at the City Desk, your personal savior, Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. Arrested Development creator Mitch Hurwitz says he will not be continuing with the series, throwing a major, likely a fatal, monkey wrench into efforts to keep the Emmy Award-winning show alive for a fourth season. Series producers 20th Century Fox TV and Imagine Television had agreed on a deal to move Arrested previously on Fox to Showtime, assuming Hurwitz was willing to come back. In the end, however, a mix of creative and financial concerns prompted him to... move on.
Well, on the one hand, I was hoping he'd get behind it. It's like Sorkin with the West Wing. It's like he leaves, when he ate part of it, why even go on? It's like if he doesn't want to be involved, because it's like we were not on the air when Arrested Development went off and when they did that four-episode thing. But I knew then, when the finale happened, I knew that was the end. The tag of Sarah's underwear is sticking out of the back of her jeans right now.
Oh, my.
What are you looking for?
Nothing. Moving on. Don't you want to be told about these things?
Well,
I'm trying to avoid...
At a commercial break?
A clothing mishap.
It's you and Tim and I.
I'm just saying.
What thanks, Rick.
I figured you want to know.
Other people may be peeking in the windows.
Moving, that's true. Those the K-Hits automation might be looking at...
Meanwhile, while actors young enough to be their grandchildren come and go on television, soap opera veteran Helen Wagner has earned a place in the Guinness Book of World Records for playing one role for 50 years. The 87-year-old actress said the secret of her longevity as matriarch Nancy Hughes on the daytime drama As the World Turns is simple. They kept offering me a contract, so I kept signing it. If that could only happen to the rest of us. And they kept writing things for me, so I kept saying to them, keep on writing.
Whatever. Does anybody watch soap operas anymore?
I don't think so.
Soap operas, to me, are like one of those... websites that nobody goes to, but that it just sort of continues, just sort of rolls on. You know what I mean?
You didn't watch them during all those lonely days?
No, I didn't. I mean, and I know that's, you know, it's like that sort of Michael Keaton, Mr. Mom thing where you fall into watching, but I don't know anybody who watches soap operas. I mean,
not one.
Not my age, not older. My grandmother was the last person I think I knew in real life who watched soap operas, and that was it. So they do seem like a terribly dated form of entertainment.
I think they're cheap to produce.
That's got to be it, too. And it's like they got those guys locked in for lifetime contracts for like...
Throw a couple of chairs on the set and tell them to sit on them.
Just a big plastic wave in the background going over and over and over again. What was I saying? Oh, but back on Arrested Development real quickly.
Yes.
I knew that that show was not coming back, and here's how I knew. Because if you watch TV a lot, you recognize that there's certain patterns. And whenever they do a season premiere, a very special episode... or a season finale, the mastermind of the show is always the guy who writes or directs it, right? Like, Sorkin didn't write all of the West Wings, but he'd do the season premiere and he'd do... Times and great oldies at CCR. proud, Mary.
All the songs you grew up with, just the way you like them.
We're proud to be playing those oldies the way they were meant to be heard in fantastic monophonic sound. It's not monophonic, is it monoaural?
I believe so.
Whatever.
Full surround mono.
Hi. Well, let's just assume that the last 12 minutes would have been flawless. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Are we ending the show now?
Yes.
Hey, we're going to end the show now.
Yes.
There'll be a long explanation about this. Here's some things you missed. Well, there's nothing really. Except that Sarah's having a party with the Black Eyed Peas tonight. Is that right?
I'm going to a party that I guess the Black Eyed Peas are going to be at.
All right, we'll recap it tomorrow. Tomorrow, worst song you've ever heard. Top five, Scott Daly. And we'll talk more city versus suburbs. For more information, go to Johnson 970. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah X. Dillon for Johnson 970. Proud part of the CBS radio family. News director Tim Riley. Like us, the three world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Don't let the bastards grind you down. As always, thank you for listening. We'll be back in 21 hours. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.